Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show, and that number to call in on is 646-716-7444. 1-800-795-9494. Again, that call-in number for some free angelic advice for myself and the Posse of Angels is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, welcome, listeners, to Angel Healing House Radio. And I am thankful for your listening in, whether it is on computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to my archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site. And there are many shows. We're coming up to almost our third-year anniversary. So there are different channel topics, over 150 of them now, weekly shows. They all have a different theme to them, insights and messages divinely brought forth from myself, from the Posse of Angels. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel advice. 347, you will be the first one, and the next is 401. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is trust yourself in 2015. Excuse me. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that as we go into 2015, probably the most important word to focus on for the collective consciousness is trust, and that's trust in ourselves. They wish each and every one of us to remember that the journey that we have been on, you know, whether we are awakened to our journey or not, has seen us gain a great clarity as to how to honor, how to respect, and trust who we are. As many of us, once we gained clarity, we threw off the shackles of being controlled, manipulated, and used. Now, whether these manipulations happened as a result of waking up and distancing ourselves from relationships that were harmful, you know, they did not have our best interests at heart, whether we chose to awaken to see the inconsistencies in the carefully manipulated and chosen pieces of manufactured news that are fed to us by the media, or whether our eyes have been opened to see that many things that we were told were safe for us, well, they were anything but safe. For example, let's take the example of aspartame NutraSweet. This was passed by the Food and Drug Administration, an organization established to safeguard our health. And even though documentation has revealed that before being passed as safe, research showed that it caused cancer in lab rats. How about the genetically harmful effects of GMOs, even though they were passed to be safe? How about research on fluoride? Empirical evidence has shown that it actually causes cognitive disorder and brain damage. Now, in regard to our health, there have been many instances of suppressions of natural cancer therapies dealing with building up the immune system of the body through diet, emotional well-being, and organic natural living. The suppression of these natural remedies were done because they have to do with prevention rather than the perpetual collecting of monies for an elusive research of finding a cure for cancer and pushing chemotherapy which poisons the body. A Dr. Peter Glidden, like many doctors, that research has shown that chemotherapy is a waste of money and it doesn't work in 97% of cases. And the only reason it's used is the tremendous monetary kickbacks that the doctors receive from employing it. While our health has been hijacked in the above areas, our right to free available energy has been kidnapped as well. There have been many sources of free energy inventions available, but in order to keep our dependence on oil and fossil fuels and the raping of our natural resources, these natural free energy inventions, they were hidden away from us for power, money, and greed. Now many say that we are on the brink of finding out that we are part of a galactic federation in which our beloved planet Earth has been hijacked and taken over by those in powerful positions, many who we voted into power, whose only agenda was to bring darkness to our planet and perpetuate crimes against humanity. You know, my dear listeners, trust will be the most important thing for us to focus on in 2015, because as our planet is shifting to a higher enlightened state of ascension, there is nothing that can be hidden that is not of the truth. As many things will be disclosed and revealed to us as a nation and as a world, it will cause many of us utter horror and outrage to have been lied to, again by those in authoritative positions, many of whom we elected into power because we believed that they had our best interests at heart, rather than their own underlying interests of, again, money, power, and greed. These disclosures may be revealed in our financial and our banking systems, in the profiteering by planned invasions of other countries through wars and or the poisoning of our air and our water through chemtrails. Yet the posse of angels is cautioning each and every one of us that we are not here to judge. We are not here to point fingers and plan attacks and retaliation. For if we did that, we would be no better than the perpetrators of such lies and deception, and we would be giving our power away. Our role in all of this is we are solely here to bear witness and hold the space for all that is not of the light to be brought back into the alignment of the light of God. Remember that our ascension process and our journey to enlightenment, well, it didn't happen overnight. And for many of us, a long, arduous path. Some of us on this path of enlightenment and ascension since the 60s. Now, having gradually awakened to clearly see how we chose to give our power away by trusting others and not ourselves, we now stand guard as we watch the crumbling of many establishments that have been built on deception, downright ill intent, and the control and the manipulation of humanity. Dear ones, trust in yourself and your intuition, for that is your best barometer as to what to believe in this coming year and beyond. And the posse of angels is not denying your right to feel horror and incredulity with the disclosure of many things that will bring to light the choosing of dark practices over the health, the safety, and the well-being of human life. You know, I recently read that Pope Francis has come out and stated publicly that one out of every 50 priests rapes children, and he admits that there are over 8,000 active pedophiles in the clergy. It is no wonder that we feel revulsion when we hear that the diocese knows all of this and has a long-sorted history of protecting their pedophiles by paying off their legal fees and moving the accused priests to different parishes where they most likely continue their abuse with different children. The more that we can trust that in order for our planet to ascend beyond the corruption, the horror to humanity, the dishonesty and fraud that has existed for a very, very long time, all deceptions must be revealed in order to be dealt with, and the perpetrators held accountable for their actions. The reason so much is going to be revealed in 2015, resulting in many long-standing institutions crashing down, is that the collective consciousness on the planet has shifted to such a high energetic frequency of light and clarity, and many of us can now intuitively know when someone or something is lying to us, when something or someone is not being truthful. Many of us have finally awoken and realized that we do not have to follow anyone, any group, any institution, or anything that goes contrary to that which our now clear heart is telling us. With this great shift in humanity, the Posse of Angels is saying, please, dear ones, do not be hard on yourselves, as it is a natural response to be angry once one has regained clarity in their life. You know, some may say, how could I have been so blind and not seen what was so clear now? How could I have allowed myself to be influenced and swayed and manipulated to just go along with the status quo? Many may even feel like they have to justify their previous unconscious state by saying something like, if everyone was doing it or following the dictates of a person in authority, who was I to question and go against the popular way of thinking? They are reminding us to not beat ourselves up because we chose to not trust ourselves and we gave others so much responsibility for very important areas of our lives. We virtually handed over to others the decision-making in every area of our lives, our finances, our health, how our food was produced, the safety of our children, and the purity of our air and our water. Trust that you may have allowed yourself to be influenced and dictated by others in the past. The Posse of Angels is asking all of us to release ourselves in this moment, and the present moment is all we have, and free ourselves from any negativity over the past, and put our energies on trusting our intuition in the present moment. By trusting yourself, by following your hunches, your gut feelings, your deep inner knowing or your intuition, then you, and you alone, and not someone else, become the creator of your reality. In this way, you have the power as a multidimensional being to trust your own judgment and your own choices and decisions that concern your life, your health, the health of your family, your loved ones, your freedoms, and your liberties. Extraordinary journey of enlightenment that many of us have traversed, as I said, for the past 10-plus years, has seen us take back our power and our ability to see that we, not others, we are the creative force that deeply affects the whole universe. This is because the universe is not only in us, but that each of us is the universe. Being asleep as to our greatness, we remained sedated in a deeply unconscious state as we unknowingly kept ourselves in a somnambulant state. But as we have awakened along our journey, we have reconnected to our light within, and we have learned to take back the trust that we freely gave others. This trust within us will grow stronger and stronger as the year 2015 unfolds. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to realize that no group, no authority, and no organization, no matter who they profess to be, no matter how many certificates and degrees they have, and no matter what office they hold, knows what is best for you, your family, and your life. In most cases, if someone is pushing an agenda on how one should, and there's that word should again, should live their lives by their group's set of rules and standards, then there is so often a hidden benefit or underlying agenda with that particular group. Our safest bet in 2015 is to trust our hearts, as our hearts will never ever steer us wrong, as this is our connection to our divine eternal nature and our inner barometer of trust. You know, if something does not seem right, if something makes us even question something a little bit, if something causes us to have the slightest bit of doubt, that means that our feelings are clearly advising us that something is out of alignment with our hearts. Please, dear listeners, trust this inner barometer. It will steer you away from anything harmful and point you in the direction of the people and the experiences that resonate of the highest frequencies of love and of light for yourself and your life. Now, these people will include those who do have your best interest at heart, those who choose to be inclusive, radiate acceptance, unity, harmony, peace, and love. This expansion of our trust will not only grow to keep us in the light and to live in truth, but it will also help us to step into the life of our dreams. It will help us to trust in our greatness and to show the world who we are, to shine our gifts, our talents, and our abilities out to the world with passion, with enthusiasm, and with great unbridled joy. The Posse of Angels is saying, with the signs being presented for us to experience the fulfillment of our dreams, our wishes, and desires, we truly must trust that if those signs are being presented, all we need to do is please just step forward and the miraculous will unfold right before our eyes. For instance, I have a client who has struggled financially for years. And the Posse of Angels, during a conversation with her, told her that when the time was right, all she would need to do is to trust herself. And if her heart told her to step forward, even though she doubted herself, even though she was scared, and even though she was certain that there was no way that she would be offered a position, all she needed to do was to just show up and allow God to do the rest. Now, true to their words, my client was asked to interview, to audition for a position, and immediately she started to let doubt creep in. Her thoughts immediately went to, I'm too full-figured. I'm not what they're looking for. I'm not the type that they're looking for. I don't have enough experience. And then she suddenly went quiet, and she remembered the Posse of Angels' words. All you need to do is just show up and to trust and leave the rest to God. On arriving at her interview, she introduced herself, and this company manager said, "We've heard so many wonderful things about you. Everyone seems to love you." They then handed her the paperwork and said, "The job is yours if you want it." Elated, my client called me and told me that it was those words, "All you need to do is trust, show up, and allow God to do the rest," made all the difference in her life. What do they say? They say like 95% of life is just trusting and showing up. When your inner barometer, when your heart tells you to step forward. Dear listeners, trust in your greatness and that you are in a co-creative dance with God. You set the intentions. You asked and you prayed. You've done your affirmations and your vision boards, and you've stated your desires, and you've made your wishes. Well, now it's showtime. And if God presents you with signs as to how to step into the bigness and the grandeur of the life of your dreams, all you need to do is to just trust and show up, and the rest will be shown to you. Before we speak more about this extraordinary year, new year of 2015, let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller, 347, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who am I speaking with?
Good. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York.
Calling from New York. And how has life been for Jessica with the close of 2014 and seeing this new year in?
It's been fantastic, but I've been processing a lot. So a lot of new opportunities.
Isn't that wonderful? And those new opportunities, were they along the lines of things which you had in your heart, which you had intended?
Yeah, they actually have been. And that's why I'm calling. But it's interesting about your topic, but I guess I just kind of wanted some confirmation, if that's possible.
Sure.
Okay, an opportunity came into my life, and I've been in talks with somebody about doing a project together. And this person had requested that they speak to some of my clients to get, feedback or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I have been feeling uncomfortable about this because I've provided testimonials and I've spoken to this person and, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, they could do research. And mm-hmm. I want to be able to trust myself with this, but the concern was like, well, I don't want to, the other side of it is like, well, am I sabotaging myself? I just don't think it's necessary. And also really like my work has changed over the years and I don't really keep in touch with people. That's why I get testimonials. And there's just like a lot of different reasons. I don't need to go into them, I guess. But what do you think?
Okay, I'm asking the Posse of Angels if it would be beneficial for these people to speak to your former clients. What I'm hearing is not really. It should suffice you providing testimonials. And in a lot of work, in the work that you do, Jessica, is it in the healing arts field? Is it in the...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Ta-da. Okay, that's what they're getting at. In the 11 years that I've been doing my business through Angel Healing House, I have a confidentiality agreement and which people sign. I don't share lists. I don't share names. I don't speak about people. And there is some very private things that come out. People may not even want it known that they go see an alternative practitioner, you know. Being very professional, all you need to say is, you know, the work that I do with clients is 100% confidential, and that's why I provide testimonials. There is no need for that, and actually it's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I have said that, and I said it a couple of times to this person, so I was thinking that this was just about me standing my ground. What mm-hmm. has come up for me is a little bit of insecurity because I know when other, you know, because this person was saying like, well, I've spoken to other people and, you know, this person was raving about this and this person was raving about that. And the insecurity that has come up for me is that I know people have been happy with me and that's why I got testimonials. But also I know things change over time. So when they're not working with you consistently and other things come up and, you know, there's kind of ups and downs. And so it's kind of brought up some insecurity with me as far as like, well, you know, some people have a bubble of people who are always like, oh my God, this person's so great. But I just feel like with the healing work, it seems like it's up and down with the people. I mean, that's how it's been with the people that I've worked with, how I've felt about them. And so I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, is that like something wrong there, a misalignment with me?
Well, there's nothing wrong there. But what I'm hearing from the Posse of Angels is they're just saying, do your best and leave the rest. I did a great show, a lot of things last week or the week before, on experience life. Don't try to overanalyze it. You know, we do our best, and sometimes then we destroy what we've, you know, what we've been led to do by we overanalyze the death out of it. So, you know, they're saying that just do the best that you can do, which you have done, you know, by compassionately giving, and then go beyond that. If this is a great opportunity, yes, for you to stand your ground and for you to say to them, I don't give out clients' names. You don't have to rationalize it. You don't have to say that it's logical. You don't even have to justify it. This is your way of presenting yourself to the world. And that's the way I present myself to the world. I don't give out clients' names. That's it. That's my rule. Because a lot of the things that come out are very cathartic, and people just, you know, they don't want others to know, you know, their business. So whatever way you want to work it, and whatever way your heart is telling you, and it's not about sabotaging yourself.
Yeah, because that's what I think too. I think I'm done with that thought, but that's where I was for a while. Was like,
yeah,
this is a great opportunity, mm-hmm. and he was like, well, speak to them and see if they'll speak, you know, speak to me, like offer it up to them, and
right.
I'll expand my ground. Yeah, okay.
It's you know what, I'm hearing the word. It's just about being professional.
Okay.
That's what it is. You know, many times, you know, in the medical profession, they just don't share information. You know, you don't share medical or, you know, health information or emotional well-being or anything like that. Let's put the cards and see what comes out. It sounds like a wonderful new opportunity. There are so many things which are blossoming on the horizon. Just a bit of an insight, Jessica, to you and to those that are listening out there. March is supposed to be a crackerjack of a month for us. These opportunities that are showing up now, that are presenting themselves, are kind of the jewels that are appearing along the pathway of our fulfilled intentions. And then, you know, going for interviews or working things out. Excuse me. And then once we work things out, you know, they're supposed to be implemented by March, and then away we go. And we're supposed to, you know, things are really supposed to speed up by then. So let's go to the cards. The first card that comes out for you, oh, here you go, is the Four of Wands. Four of Wands is the celebration card, you know, a time to reward yourself for your steadfastness, in believing and trusting in your dreams, and being rewarded for your hard work. So that's a great card of confirmation, mm-hmm. To come out for this opportunity. And the next one, again, is about work. Hey, this is the Wands are all about career. You've got the King of Wands. And the King of Wands is keeping your eye on the big picture card. I mean, this is really you standing up for what you believe in, stating it emphatically, authentically, openly, honestly. You know, if they say, oh, well, we've spoken to others and they've allowed us to speak to their clients, you say, that's great, but I don't do that. You know, have a nice life. There's only what you desire. And when we really understand that, then we don't live a compromised life. And it will lead to success, genuinely. It will lead to success because you will not have settled in your heart for something that has gone counter to the way you feel. And the next card, okay, hold on to your bootstraps. it's the Nine of Cups, and everyone knows on Angel Healing House Radio Show, when you get the Nine of Cups, you got to make a wish. What's your wish?
Oh, well, that this project comes to fruition, whether it's with this person or somebody else. I mean, I feel that. I feel it's going to happen. It feels exciting.
All right. Well, let's cross our fingers, our toes, and everything else, and wish with Jessica for this project to come to fruition and to lead to even more extraordinary things coming to light. So I hope that's been helpful, sweetheart.
Amen. Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jessica. And it brought up a lot of interesting points, good points. Again, a matter of trust. A matter of trust, of following our hearts, doing that which feels good inside of us. There's no right or wrong answers. It's not right whether she should, there's no shoulds, whether it would be best to, you know, let them speak to her clients or not. But if it's not in alignment with what her heart is feeling, then it is out of alignment with her truth, which is the only truth which we need to follow in order for our lives to flow with grace and ease. Let's go to our next caller. By the way, those people who would like to call in for free angel advice, that number to speak to myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is 646-716-6794. Let's go to our next caller, 401. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. And how has how have you seen the end of 2014 and the opening of this very new year, 2015?
Well, 2014 was a year of definite change for me, some loss involved, and I think the culmination of it, the last day of the year, was I lost my father in the summer of 2014 in July, and his birthday was actually New Year's Eve, so... you know, it was an unexpected situation, but I believe through, you know, sometimes tragedy comes triumph, and I'm just looking forward to 2015. I have a lot of decisions, you know, new ways I could go in life. So it's a transformational year, I think, and it's going to be an interesting one.
It's amazing how many things happened to us in 2014. You know, even those of us that we're very intuitive and very psychic, that we could not have foreseen the passing of people. And also, just on this subject, there were so many reasons for families to come together. Either it was a loss or a wedding, a marriage, mm-hmm. or it was the selling of family property, or there was something that brought the family together so that we could finally heal those wounds so that we could step freely into this brand new year of 2015, free of all of our karmic attachments. So it was a pivotal year for many of us, Carrie. So we're sorry for the loss of your father. Do you speak to your father?
I do.
Okay.
I've always been a spiritual person, and this situation and what happened just led me to, you know, become further interested in, you know, whether it was Reiki practices and just meditation, just sort of grounding myself, because I've been, like I said, it was transformational in my late 20s. So, you know, a lot of new things. I inherited his property. So what you just mentioned, I mean, you know, I have different responsibilities now and I feel a complete life shift. So I'm definitely opening up to different realms and, you know, any guidance I can get. So.
Okay. One thing that it has done for you, and the Posse of Angels are saying that as I'm shuffling the cards, it has grounded you like you have never been grounded before, my dear.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
I see myself in you, because so much of the last 11 years, I think that's why I married Pete. He's a Taurian, and he's very grounded. Is to... Mm-hmm. To take this, I call myself an airhead. I'm a Libran, you know.
And I'm a Leo, so I'm pretty fiery.
And, 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 to,
and to really, really ground the energy. And a loss will do that for us.
Absolutely.
You know, then we have to look at practical things, you know, finances and property and all those things. And not that we can't be spiritual, but it does ground us. So is there one particular question, or is it just a general reading for you, Carrie, today?
No, I think I'm just generally, because there's so many different facets of my life that are in transformation, with employment, job, you know, which direction I'm going to head in with that. You know, obviously the property is an income property, so I have different responsibilities now that I'm a landlord. So I'm just open to anything.
Okay. They also are applauding you, Carrie, and they're saying you have done a wonderful job. They watch your progress in every single second, and they adore you, they love you, and they're saying that, you know, there were times there where it was a bit iffy, you know, where you didn't quite know if you were going to, you know, make it to this part of the journey, but they're very proud of you. That's what they're saying.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel like crying. Okay.
Me too.
let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay. Knight of Pentacles. Okay. This is a lovely one. Are you in a relationship?
So I have been in a relationship for the past, since 2012, late 2012. And actually I just transitioned back to the property that I inherited to sort of oversee it. I have tenants, and, you know, I sort of had to cut ties with that relationship from a living perspective, a living together. But, you know, it's been rocky. I'm not sure it's the one for me for the rest of my life, but I definitely like to leave things with a clean conscience. And due to all the changes in my life, you know, it's definitely affected my relationship, but it's also brought things to light that I've needed to see. So it's more about, you know, I'm in one, but I'm not sure if it's for the long term.
Well, briefly. I think your answer, Carrie, comes in the word but. You use the word but. Okay. This is the positive angels are saying it's a soulmate relationship. It's taught you wonderful, wonderful things. But the king of the knight of pentacles that's coming in. This shows a new romantic relationship in 2015. Somebody who is dependable, somebody who is trustworthy, somebody who is devoted to you. You're the priority. There is nothing that's more important than this relationship. The world revolves around you and him. And there are no compromises, and there's no settling anymore. Again, because you're so grounded now, this is a very grounded night that you're going to attract to yourself. And either they're saying he has money, or that you're going to be working together. I think this is both. Yes, you're going to be very, very similar, and you're going to be working together as well. So, great card, great grounded
card.
That is great.
Good news.
Good news. This comes about, and the only reason that this could have come about is because you handled the tying off of that former relationship with so much honor and respect and love. You know, a lot of people leave relationships with all kinds of ties, you know, not being tied up, and then they go to a different relationship, and it just ends up the same thing because it's not
right
with honor and respect. They're saying that the reason that this new romantic relationship is coming in 2015 is because you've released the past and you've grown and you've learned from it, and that's the Three of Swords that's come in. You really healed those wounds and seen the relationship, blessed it. You've acknowledged it, you've thanked it, you've blessed it, and you've released it. You've seen it from a very high perspective. The next card that's coming in for you is Smooth Sailing, is the Six of Swords. Okay, it's the light at the end of the tunnel card, it's the relocation. You know, you might even, when you meet this person, move into their house or move or that kind of thing. There's going to be so much movement once again. I heard them just chattering in my ear like little monkeys. They said, March, March, March. March, March, March,
okay.
March, March, March. March is the month that suddenly, bingo, it's like Jack in the Box time. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kerry. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Candy. I appreciate your insight.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Kerry. New beginnings, new opportunities in love, new opportunities for Jessica. Let's see if we can keep this on a roll of any new opportunities. 661, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Teresa from Edmonton.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sweetheart. So tell me, with the tying off of 2014, going into 2015, how does that feeling for you?
Well, I know that there's lots of changes coming, but because of my past, I feel fearful and not sure about the future.
Okay.
Because things are changing all the time. And also in my past, when I've intuitively made decisions, they didn't turn out the way I wanted to, and I lost money in the situation. And so I feel kind of frozen, not knowing what to do next. And I made very little money last year. I made $600, so...
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to do stuff and it wasn't working out. So it's a good thing.
Right.
My husband takes care of things.
Okay. All right. The first thing I heard from the Posse of Angels, Teresa, is please do not judge yourself on the past. Anyone living on the planet today, whether they know that they're on this journey of enlightenment, has shifted to such a huge degree that they are not the same person that they were before. And before, many of us lost money. Believe me, I put my hand up many times over, because we went and took other people's advice over our hearts. We didn't trust ourselves. You know, we stepped forward in relationships that were not beneficial and respectful and honoring for us. In so many respects, you are such a different person that you are today. the only reason that you would be fearful over the things that, you know, happened in the past is if you actually believe that they should not have happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They needed to happen because they were in a direct alignment with who you were. And they were supposed to happen. Nothing is a mistake. There's no random. There's no happen chance. But what you can do is, and I help people and have helped people for the last 11 years, is to release those negative energies which are attached to any uncertainty over the past so that you can be clear enough in the present moment, which, as I say, the only moment we can live in, to send those vibrational frequencies out to the universe to be a direct match for the fulfillment of our desires and our dreams. If you're not sure about the future, then nobody is sure about the future. There is no future. There's only the present moment. And the future is created by what you do in the present moment. So any worry, stress, or control that you would do over the future is a waste of time. Put your energy, rather, into knowing that everything happens for the best, and that it is your energy in the present moment that is creating your life. And it's with every thought, every word you say, every feeling in your heart, you're painting this beautiful portrait of your life that's going to show up in the future for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm shuffling the cards. Any specific questions that you have, Trace?
Well, my career... I know it's changing and I want to start doing stuff online. So I'm just, unsure how to start all that and everything.
Okay. What? Okay.
And,
what is this?
And which
you
way
do?
To go? I'm a channeler and I do intuition. And actually, I have a partner, but she's not feeling well right now. So
okay.
I have to do this. I have to do something on my own so that I
right.
can support myself.
Okay, this is forcing you to step forward and believe in yourself. Trust. Today's channel was about trust. This is about you trusting yourself. Okay, the more
mm-hmm.
that you can. Okay, the more that you can. The two words that they're giving me is it's time. 2015 is a time for Teresa to have fun and to play. Okay? You are given your gifts, your talents, and your abilities as a channel to have fun with it. Okay. They want you to start a blog. They want you to start a newsletter. Say, hi, you know, my name is Teresa, and how did I get into this wonderful world of being a channel? Well, as a child, blah, 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 tell everybody your story because nobody else has a story quite like yours. You have a unique set of spiritual fingerprints that have been given to you. And then every month you can come out with a different channel and you can ask the angels, what would be great to speak to everybody? Now, for instance, I have the Posse of Angels, which is my angelic family, and
mm-hmm.
they give me a topic every week. With all that's going on, with all that's happening in the world, you know, the siege in Australia, the thing in France, you know, and so many people say it's false flags and we can't trust anybody anymore, they wanted me to talk about trust. So they want you to do a blog, they want you to do a newsletter, and they're saying to put yourself out there. To really put yourself out there, you know, make a brochure, which can be a flyer, whether that's holding meditation nights, whether that's, doing intuitive readings, whatever that is. They want you to put yourself out there, and they're saying, just like the Field of Dreams, they're pointing that Kevin Costner movie to me, and they're saying, Teresa, build it, and they will come. Whatever it
okay.
is, but the two words you do it, you're not doing it for money, although money will come in because money is just energy. If the energy
mm-hmm.
is around your fun, your playfulness, the passion and enthusiasm and joy that you have with being a channel, and that vibrational frequency will bring in amazing things to you in 2015. The Posse of Angels are saying, drop worry, stress, control, drop the past. There is no past. There's only what is in the present moment. And if you fill that with your passion, your fun, your play, your enthusiasm, and your joy, boy, will you have a crackerjack of a year. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out for you. How is that feeling for you?
That's feeling good. When I called you in December, you said I was going to have an amazing 2015.
Yeah.
The posse said that. So
yeah.
I just, fearful about the steps. That's all.
Okay. The only reason you could be fearful of the steps is if you think you're going to get them wrong. And there is no right and there's no wrong. There's only what makes Teresa happy. Did you hear what they just said?
Yes.
There's no right and there's no wrong. There's only what makes Teresa happy. And so if it makes you happy, you go out and do it. And you dance and you wiggle. And you be so darned excited about doing it that magic will appear in your life. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And then they want me to pull a goddess card for you to empower you. Okay, the first card. Oh, gosh. Why am I not surprised? Thanks, Posse. The first card that comes out is the High Priestess. This is you.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to show this side of you, which is the true you. Stop hiding it. Show it to the world. You are powerful. You are psychic. You are a wonderful channeler. Be at peace with that and radiate and illuminate that to the world. The next one comes out. This is going to be a major year for you. Two major arcana cards come out. The next one is the Hermit, another spiritual teacher card. Okay, two spiritual teacher cards in a row. joy through your spiritual growth and stepping into who you are. And the next card is the King of Cups, which is often the trust card. It's so interesting that that card comes out because today's channel was all about trust, okay? Be your warm, generous, wonderful self and show that to the, show that to, and radiate out that, to, that out to the planet. Let's go to the goddess cards and see what comes out to empower our lovely Teresa. So she can just keep stepping out in fun and playfulness and joy. And you know what? You were given these gifts and talents as a channel because they're such an integral puzzle piece of the planet. You don't mm-hmm. have them by happen chance, and you don't have them to hide your light under a bushel. They want you to radiate it with as much joy and happiness as you possibly can. Okay, goddess cards. Drum roll, please, Posse. And what do we have? Okay. First card that comes out for you is Kali. Kali is a warrior goddess, okay? She's a goddess of endings and beginnings. You really have closed a door on 2014, and they're saying, please release the past. The past doesn't exist. The more you make peace with the past, and I do, again, I do a wonderful exercise with my clients. I'd love you to have a session with me, that you acknowledge, you thank, you bless, and you really release the past. It changes your cellular memory, and it makes you feel lighter. It makes you feel more free. So this this releasing of the past is going to help you extraordinarily step into your role as the hermit, as the spiritual teacher, as the metaphysical alchemist on the planet. And it's going to make all the difference for you. So, Teresa, I would, again, I'd love you to have a session if that's the way you go. And I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you so much, Candy.
All right. I'm sending you so much love. And just be true to yourself. And allow the little girl inside of you to come out and dance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You look after yourself.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Many blessings. Take care.
Many blessings to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Teresa. And that goddess card is the empowerment of Kali is about endings and new beginnings for so many of us. You know, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we can bolster and we can fortify our trust in ourselves and trust in the divine by really taking to heart that we will be led to what is of the greatest benefit for all of us. All we need to do is just keep tuning into our heart. Trust that things always work out for the best, although with our limited view of life, we may not be able to see it. And the Posse of Angels saying, trust in the magic and the appearance of miracles in your life. Actually count on them as it's part of your contract and divine inheritance to experience miracles in your life. And that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to the archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, you can send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You can purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, by going to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, or you can call me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716. And until next time, beautiful listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to one and all. Take care of yourself, and I'll speak to you again next week. Bye.